It's Wednesday morning, and you're tuned into a clear-cut Hall of Fame podcast. These guys are highly caffeinated, they're entirely intolerable, and they're the patron saints of unpopular opinion. This is Just Buds.
I'm Jack.
Are you kidding me?
Jack.
I'm Jeff.
Every channel.
And this is Just Buds.
I'm Jack.
Oh, do we still do that?
Oh, fuck, no. Oh, well. We did. Or at least I did.
I want a new intro.
Yeah, me too. I'm very much over what's going on there.
I like Mike Drew, and I think it's great that my dad's in there and all, and we were creative at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked for a while, but it's just not really us.
No. Yeah, I mean, we went over a lot of this two weeks ago, our last episode.
Whenever it was.
I've been scouring the net for some copyright-free music that I kind of vibe with, and I'll bring it in for you.
Okay.
Next week or 2 weeks. Actually, you know what? I don't think I did. Never mind.
What are your thoughts on creating a new intro?
I think it'd be awesome. I don't think we're talented enough for it.
That's probably true, but do you think it's worth a try?
I mean, that one would be on you. I have no musical.
I suppose I would need my guitars and keyboard here if I was going to do that. I don't have those here.
Yeah. I mean, it is just a quick drive away. And you go to your parents like every week, right?
Well, no, but I can.
Oh, okay.
It's a quick drive away.
Yeah.
Well, welcome back, everybody.
Yeah. Hey there, buds.
Hey there, buddies.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Oh, good. Hey there, Bob. You want a piece of pie?
As about a piece of pie. Bob Pinciotti.
So it's been a while. Anything new in your life? Like a little rodent running around?
I wouldn't say a rodent, but there's another cat in my house.
Yeah, it's pretty close. Right now he's a
slightly
little,
larger than a rodent.
I'd say he's about the same size as a squirrel.
Just about as smart.
Sure.
But way cuter.
Way cuter than a squirrel.
And I've made it very clear with Kristen that this cat isn't really a cute cat. It's just a regular ass cat, but it's so sweet that it makes it cute.
Mm-hmm.
Like the
dude, I think he'll grow into cuteness.
I hope so, because he's just regular ass cat.
Yeah.
His name, for those of you that don't know, is Jerry Zeus Whiskers.
Mr. Whiskers. Do you want to know why I don't know if I won. Did I win that right? Or did I just say,
You claimed to have won naming rights in a way that I don't remember, but I wasn't going to argue with it because I didn't remember.
I think it was on the podcast, and I don't remember why it was, but the reason why I named the name Mr. Whiskers was so important to me is it's a Tell 'Em Steve Dave reference and slash Impractical Jokers. So,
what's the reference?
Brian Quinn has a little... Now, this is by coincidence. I didn't know you guys were going to get a black cat.
Oh, no.
But he's got a little black cat that he named Benjamin. Benjamin. Because he found it on the Benjamin Bridge or whatever.
I think I knew that story.
And on Tell 'Em Steve Dave, they all called him Mr. Whiskers. But like in a Staten Island, like New Yorker, like, oh, Mr. Whiskers. Hey,
oh, Mr. Whiskers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. And so
I expect you to do that every time you speak to Mr. Whiskers when you're around here.
Okay.
Kind of like our French doors. Every time you walk in our French doors, you have to go, uh-huh.
I didn't know that was a rule.
It's a rule.
Okay.
Because they're French.
It'll be very difficult when I have to go, uh-huh, hey, Mr. Whiskers.
It's Jackcent practice. That's what that is. I'm going to love it. So speaking of New York type stuff.
Yeah.
We had some new pizza.
Oh, yeah.
I think we should get out there.
Yeah.
Because... I'm not going to lie, I didn't expect a lot from this pizza.
Now, where did we get this pizza from?
Oh, we got this pizza from Elmar's New York Pizza.
Oh, yeah, in Plymouth, Minnesota?
Yeah, in Plymouth, Minnesota, you know, ran by Mike Almaraghi.
Yeah. I'm familiar.
Probably the best pizza that I've ever had. I mean, not even probably, best I've ever had.
Yeah.
But this pizza, this man, he makes us delicious pizza. Always a different one. He made us food last time. But this time it was pizza again because I was picking it up and bringing it to Jack so we could eat it together. And
not that pizza isn't food.
Yeah, that's what I'm like. I feel that way. But he asked me when I was there. He goes, "We doing pizza or we doing food?" And I was thinking,
Well,
like, what is your pizza?
What do you? Yeah, we need to give him a phone call, I think, and find out what he defines as pizza. Then
maybe it's just its own category for him.
Might be, or he just had a slip.
Regardless,
yeah.
At this place, we have had cheese, white pie, chicken parm pizza, pepperoni, Sicilian pepperoni with spicy sauce, garbage pie, meat pie, buffalo chicken, barbecue chicken. Oh, that's the new one. I was going to save that for spoilers. Last. What was the, not a Neapolitan, what's the...
Yeah, we had a Neapolitan.
No,
we
the one that
chocolate,
you...
chocolate, strawberry, and vanilla pizza.
On a pizza, it's a dessert pack, come on. No. No, what's the type of pizza that you get? The one with the oil and cheese melted on.
What the fuck are you talking about?
It was your favorite pizza. The one that you got the first time we were there.
Oh, yeah. A margarita.
Margarita. Neapolitan, margarita, cosmopolitan. You know, they're all the same.
Yeah, yeah.
And you've had the margarita. I have not had the margarita, but that's one of the ones that we've had. This time we had a barbecue chicken pizza.
Yep. I don't think jalapenos are.
I don't think they're standard.
Yeah, so with jalapenos.
Barbecue chicken pizza with onions and jalapenos, and I think, were there black olives on there too?
I don't think there were black olives.
There is something else on there. I don't quite remember what it was. Could have been bacon. Regardless, the first bites we had were pretty good.
Yeah, it was a good barbecue pizza, but like, it wasn't going to change how anybody views barbecue pizzas.
But then we heated it up the next day.
Yeah.
And oh my God, because like, I drove 40 minutes to bring you this pizza. And so that was 40 minutes of a pizza sitting in a car.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just not good for pizza.
We ate it in a cramped office at my work.
At a liquor store.
Yeah, it wasn't an ideal place to, you know, like all around, it wasn't an ideal situation for having a pizza.
But I slapped that slice into the toaster oven.
For 10 minutes? At my work? Sorry to interrupt you. We have a like one of those makeshift like,
are you shitting me?
Pizza warmers with the like the tray and everything.
That would have been so helpful.
Yeah.
We could have at least put a slice each on that.
Yeah, that's on me.
Now we know in case this happens again. Yeah. But I slapped that slice of pizza into the toaster oven the next day at like 10 in the morning because I just couldn't wait.
Mm-hmm.
And
weird thing to have in the morning.
I mean, I already had breakfast. It was like my pre-lunch snack.
Okay. Yeah.
And wow. Like, I was genuinely surprised at how good it was.
It was so much better the next day.
Now, he makes his own barbecue sauce
yep.
to put on this pizza. And it's kind of a sweet sauce. It's not thick or rich like a Famous Dave's or like a Sweet Baby Ray's. It's kind of a runnier barbecue sauce, and it's sweet. And it's actually really good. Like, I would love eating ribs with that on it.
Imagine, like, dipping some chicken nuggets in it. Mm.
Mm, that'd have been so good.
Yeah.
And then the jalapenos on top of that, like, the disposition. Is that the right... Am I using that correctly? Disposition between the jalapenos
and
I don't think
it's disposition. Juxtaposition.
Juxtaposition. Yeah, that's what I was looking for.
Yeah.
Between the spicy and the sweet and then the...
Very complimentary to each other.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So I'm done giving numbers to these pizzas, but that is going on the list above the buffalo chicken and slightly below the chicken parm. I wanted to put it above the chicken parm because it was good, but then I thought back to like my initial thoughts when I was eating the chicken parm pizza and how I ate the entire half of it on the way to bring it to you because it was so good that I couldn't wait.
Yeah.
Which is
what I was expecting with this pizza. So, I'm very impressed with your reservation.
That's discipline right there.
It is. Something I lack.
First time I've ever sat next to a box of pizza for half an hour or more without even opening it.
Very difficult as a pizza driver, let me tell you.
I can imagine. Did you ever deliver a pizza with one less slice than it needed?
I never did it, no. But... There were plenty of time that I wanted to.
Not even like how late was Papa John's open? Like 1 o'clock?
Midnight, I believe we closed.
Midnight, not even like an 11:45 delivery.
No.
Like they never can't call it. Because you're closed.
Never did it. I really wish that you were like on my shoulder telling me these things, because it never even dawned on me that they couldn't call because we were closed.
It's like, you're the last delivery of the night. Yeah. You get what you get.
Never dawned on me.
We haven't been dawned on in a while.
Oh, thank God. I don't know where my ratings are anymore. It doesn't top my Sicilian with fire sauce, oil. Good. But it was a very good pizza, and if you like barbecue pizza, I would recommend giving it a shot.
Highly recommend.
I don't think, like, Jeffrey's not he's a very traditionalist when it comes to pizzas. And I don't think it's going to change anybody like you on your viewpoint.
Well, it changed me a little bit, because originally, when we got the Parmesan chicken parm pizza,
yep,
I had thought chicken shouldn't go on pizza. And then he gave us that delicious circular food, and it, like, changed my mind. So chicken could go on pizza. And then I thought barbecue sauce shouldn't go on pizza.
It's so weird that you say that. It didn't even cross my mind that the chicken parm is a not traditional pizza. But I guess, like, chicken is a topping to me. So I guess, like, it was a normal pizza, kind of.
Chicken was never a topping for me. I had it before and I never enjoyed it, probably because it was Domino's or something like that.
Yeah, it was dried up, frozen chunks.
Yep. And this is legit, like, good-ass chicken. Yeah.
Like, I cannot confirm nor deny, but I'm pretty sure he raises his own chickens and slaughters them.
That's what the next door is for. He's got that open place. It's really just paintings on the window, so it looks like an empty.
Yeah, just full of chickens.
Chickens. He's got cows in there. That's where he gets his milk and cheese. I can see it. Mr. Omar, he's a wily guy.
I have a mead review, but I don't have any of the details except for it was really good. And it was like a Pinot Grigio mead.
Is this the one that was like 26%?
No. I already did that review on my own in a closet. This one is, I believe it was, I'm going to just ballpark it, say it's like 12 to 13% alcohol. It was a coworker of his harvests honey near Rochester, so it's all Minnesota honey in this one. And it's weird to think of mead, because mead is like sweet, it's honey, as a dry alcohol. So it was a weird experience, but like it was dry and soft at the same time. It was weird. It was good. I don't really have much to say on it because I don't have the notes. So I'll give a better review when I have that in front of me.
All right. Well, I appreciate you going for it.
Thanks.
That came out differently than I meant it. I meant it so much better than what I actually said there.
A lot of things you say like that come out very condescending.
I feel like... Kristen says that too. Like, I try and say things jokingly sometimes, and they come out as me being a dickhead. Like, not even sometimes, a lot. Yeah. It happens. And I don't mean it. Like, most of the time, in fact, 95% of the time, I'm probably joking about whatever I'm saying, which is kind of a problem because I'm so literal. When people joke back, I don't get it.
Yeah. Well, I knew you were joking. That's why I jokingly said thanks back. Like, I don't, yeah.
Well, speaking of alcohol, I made some bourbon chicken last night.
Yeah?
And my goodness, was that delicious.
What kind of bourbon did you use?
What the heck? It looks like a Jack Daniel's bottle, but I don't remember what it actually is. It's in my cabinet now. I probably won't use it again until the next time I make bourbon chicken.
Hey.
But it was
whatever works.
There was a third cheapest one there. I almost got the cheapest one because it was almost named after me. It was Kessler.
Oh,
yeah, without the R.
We sell some Jefferson. Jefferson.
Should I mix Jefferson and Kessler?
Yeah, it'll make a Jeff Kressler.
That must be a good drink there. Yeah. But yeah, there's so much stuff that I didn't think would go into that. There's cornstarch in it. There's hoisin sauce, which I don't know what that is, but it was really good.
What'd you make it with?
Like, Instapot.
What is Instapot? Is that rice?
Oh, do you mean like what was on the side?
Yes.
White rice.
Okay, what is Instapot?
Instapot is what I made it in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm like, that sounds like it could be like an instant rice box Instapot, or a cooking utensil, and I wasn't sure which.
You were spot on, cooking utensil.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, I made it with white rice, which I burned the white rice because I was doing dishes and I forgot that it was there.
Turned out to be brown rice?
It was like, it was African rice. But I ended up, apparently you can fix African rice. You can turn it back to white rice.
Really?
Yeah, you just got to add some more water and bring it back to a simmer.
Which, out of context, that kind of sounds Nazi-esque. Like,
kind of sounds like you're trying to make a gay kid straight.
Sure, I was going to go supremacist. Like, you know, once you go a little African, you can turn it back to full-on white.
Wow. I wonder if there's anyone out there that will appreciate the African deep cut.
No.
No?
No.
Oh, well.
But at least nobody's out there not liking.
Yeah, I think whoever didn't like that isn't listening anymore.
Do you remember who it was?
I do.
Okay. I have no idea.
We tried to get him on the podcast once. We tried to
call him when Webb was there. I feel like I called him a couple times.
He never answered. He saw the number pop up and went, ugh. Nope.
That guy. Ugh.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
So something happened to me.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no. It's not a bad thing. Oh. Well, it might be a bad thing.
I'm so proud of you.
Thanks. Actually, you could be proud of me. So I haven't gotten new workout apparel since high school when my mom bought it for me.
Okay.
And I have gotten things given to me through school because athletes. So I'd get like shorts and shirts.
The people at home couldn't see it, but you put up air quotes around athlete.
Athlete. Yeah. That's what happens when you don't play. You just go. But they still give you stuff if you don't play. It's like the Brian Regan. Either way, you get a whole snow cone.
The janitor still gets a Super Bowl ring.
Exactly. Everyone in the organization does. So I still got the sweatpants. I still got the sweatshirt, the shorts, and the t-shirt. And I hadn't bought new shorts or t-shirts to wear to the gym in ever. Literally never, ever with my own money.
Mm-hmm.
And I did on Sunday.
Yeah, I'm not proud of you.
Why?
I've been buying my... Now, this is because I'm not good with my money. But I've been buying my own gym shit since probably senior year of high school.
And you keep getting new stuff? It just doesn't last forever?
Yeah, like these shorts I'm currently wearing, there's a string that I have pulled all the way out, so the waistband is kind of flimsy. And like, yeah, I'm constantly having to buy new shit.
These shorts I'm currently wearing were given to me when I was 18 at Concordia. Wow. And they've lasted until now. There's not even any holes.
Cool.
It's great.
I'm not proud of you.
You're not proud of me?
No.
But it's going to be so cool. I have new shorts to work out in tomorrow.
Yeah, it's nice.
They're like black and gray camo ones.
It's weird that you bring this up because I recently bought new shorts that I wanted to talk about, but then I was like, it's shorts. Like, we don't need to talk about that.
How am I going to bring up shorts?
So maybe these are kind of in the same realm, but I doubt it. I've recently got like short shorts, like in
shorter shorts.
Yeah, in my world of shorts, because I'm so tall and I like them to cover my knees. Otherwise, I feel like I'm showing off way too much leg. But I've gotten these short shorts that come up to my like thigh, like mid thigh.
Probably 7-inch or 9-inch inseam.
I don't fucking know. But then
I'm gonna guess 9.
Okay. On the inside is built-in compression shorts that go down just in like maybe a 1/2 inch further.
Are they bird dogs?
No. This is a Amazon, I found it, no-name brand kind of a thing.
Okay.
And on them have a phone pocket.
Nice.
I love them. I love lounging in them. I love working out in them. I love them. I got 3 pair. I'm thinking about getting more.
What colors did you get?
I got a... like a gray and white camo with a black.
Camo's super in right now.
It is. Camo's, and you know what? Thing. It looks fucking good.
And you know what? I told Kristen for years, like whenever I'd see something camo, I'd say, get that. You'd look good in that. And all of a sudden, she's buying all these camo things. And what do you know? She looks good in it.
Camo's hot right now.
Camo's in.
And then I got a black and like dark green camo with a white underneath thing. Ooh. And then I just got a straight white with a black underneath.
All right. That's a good combination. You can wear pretty much any shirt with those 3 combos.
Well, when I work out, I don't usually wear a shirt, but sure.
You don't wear a shirt when you work out?
Not usually, no.
Like full-on shirtless, or do you tank or cut off?
I would say 90% of the time I'm full-on shirtless.
Wow. I wear long sleeves sometimes when I work out.
I did on my run today because it was chilly, but...
But, like, indoors.
Yeah, I can't do that. I'm dying, and, you know, I'll say it. It's a little bit of a confident boost when I'm, you know, just watching all my muscles, like, work.
Watch those ripples coming in.
Yeah, and I'm doing it at 11 o'clock at night, so I'm by myself. If there were others Fair. Around, I would throw the shirt back on. Like, I pack a shirt just in case.
I have worked out shirtless one time, and I think it was about 1 in the morning at Snap in Chanhassen because no one else was there, and it was when I was feeling good about myself. So I worked out without a shirt for like 20 minutes, but other than that, I don't even think I've worn a sleeveless shirt to the gym since 2019.
I feel like I can't breathe if I'm wearing a shirt and I'm running. Like, I feel like I'm just dying. Even sleeveless when, like, so I like a deep cut sleeveless shirt, and even then I'm like, oh, I can't breathe with this fucking thing on. I don't know what it is, but like as soon as I take it off, I feel free and like.
What size shirts do you wear? Like t-shirts?
Like when they're cut off or just?
No, just right. Like what sort of shirt would make you feel like you can't breathe in it?
I mean, I wear larges, but even with a large cut off with like. Loose and like my nipples are out basically the whole time. Even those, I'm like, oh, I can't do this. So, I think it's like I feel overheated, even though like I have plenty of ventilation.
Okay, that's fair.
It's not like a tight, like constricting thing.
Feeling overheated has never really bothered me unless I'm actually being overheated. Like, if
nothing
I'm just...
has ever bothered you when you're working out,
fair,
yeah,
but yeah, I. Usually wore large t-shirts, and large t-shirts still fit me, and I've started wearing...
In my head, I'm thinking, like, large, like they're too large, like, not...
No,
not
the
like,
size
not,
large. Yeah. The designation of large.
Yeah, okay.
And, like, I've started switching to mediums, but I am definitely in between sizes. I'm a Marge.
Good old Marge.
Good old Marge.
Big, big, tall, blue hair.
Yeah, super tall blue hair. And it kind of bugs me. But shirts have been consistent, at least. I tried on, so the shorts that I got on Sunday, they didn't fit. I've worn larges and extra larges and shorts and pants my whole life. And I got larges. And I put them on, and they fell down. Like, I had I had to pull the drawstrings and tie them for them to stay up. And then they just didn't look good or feel good.
Yeah.
I had to get medium shorts. That's so weird.
I have no frame point with this. I got a big ass, so my shorts fit. You know, they sit on my hips.
I think sizes have changed though, because these are honestly these might be extra larges, and they fit almost the same as the mediums that I have in the kitchen.
And also, like, the shorts that I'm currently wearing, which are just, like, normal, like, basketball gym short kind of looseness. Which, what do you call these? I always don't know what to call these. They're just, like, they're shorts, but, like...
Athletic shorts.
Athletic shorts. Okay, so I'm always, like, you know, basketball shorts, or the... But, like, I don't
gym
play,
shorts, you
I don't
know,
play
come on.
Basketball, so... I don't know. So,
it's
athletic
like tennis
shorts.
Shoes. What are they, tennis shoes, or are they sneakers? Because I don't play tennis.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I also don't really sneak around.
Also,
so.
Yeah, and sneakers seem like their own, like, thing. Like, their own shoe. Like, are sneakers the same as tennis shoes?
Have you ever called tennis shoes sneakers?
No, but there was one point in time when I was looking for sneakers. Like, you know, just, like, casual walk around shoes. I was looking for sneakers because I didn't want tennis shoes because they were you know, they're tennis-y, they're athletic. I don't want those.
We say sneakers, the more it's a weird word, but that's what I grew up saying for tennis shoes or like trainers.
What are trainers?
Trainers are like, they're same thing. Athletic, like running shoes.
Sneakers are running shoes?
They can be.
See, I always think of sneakers as like casual footwear.
I thought those were like loafers, because you loaf around.
I thought loafers were like slippers.
No, I think slippers are their own thing.
Wait, no, loafers are like dress shoes.
Penny loafers.
Okay.
But yeah, I called running shoes and stuff sneakers growing up, and now that I say it, like,
That's the term sneaker.
I like the term sneaker, but I'm not sneaking around. But I don't.
But you could be.
I could because of the shoes that I'm wearing.
And you
I
know
could
what?
Sneak around.
Are your shoes squeakers? Because if they're not squeakers, they're sneakers.
No, when sneakers get old, they turn into squeakers though. Sure.
Yeah, and until then, they're sneakers because you can't hear them.
Sound like SpongeBob walking through the store.
Why do you think we call a lot of our footwear after the noises they make? Sneakers, you don't hear them. Squeakers, they... And the flip-flops, they go flip, flop, flip, flop.
Wait, then what sound do tennis shoes make? Can you imagine? Like light-up shoes, but with sounds instead of lace. Ah! Ah! Every step. Ah! Starts running. Ah! 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 Ah!
Honestly, those are the noises stupid. I make when I'm running.
I noticed I don't run a whole lot. I'll run like a half mile or a mile just to warm up before I work out.
That blows my mind when people only run half a mile. Like, you're fucking already halfway there. Just finish the goddamn
just
mile.
Just run the whole mile. I could. Most of the time I could. I just don't want to. I want to get, because I go in the morning and I have to get back for work and stuff. So I don't want to waste my time doing that stupid cardio.
Yeah.
What was I even going to say?
I have no idea. You didn't
say anything. Oh, yeah. Sounds. Oh, okay. I have realized when I run long distances and I actually start to get winded, I start making sounds that my dad would make when I'd go on runs with him and he was starting to get old. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Like, every once in a while, I'll catch myself doing something exactly like my father.
Like, give me an example.
Like, when your throat gets all phlegmy and you're running, he'll go a deep breath in and go,
oh, yeah.
And it's that exact noise. You'll hear
it. The dad phlegm?
Yep, the dad phlegm.
I don't let my body get to that point. I'm constantly spitting. Because one time, Mr. Short Gym Teacher.
Deuce.
Yeah, Mr. Deuce told us that if you spit, you're getting the, as I get phlegm in my throat. Weird timing.
Universe.
If when you spit, you're not getting built up acid.
Lactic acid?
Lactic acid in your lungs and you're not swallowing it and you're not, you know, it's you're getting it out of your body. And basically since he told me that, I've been spitting a shit ton when I run. It's been working out kinda, I guess.
I mean, that makes sense. I feel like it would be more mucus coming out of your lungs when you're running. Like, your lungs are getting cleared out.
Yeah.
And the phlegmy stuff is mucus, but then when you start tasting it, irony, that's your lungs expanding because it's like blood.
Yeah, fucking reels and TikTok. I hate this shit, but now it's on my feed. So
you're learning stuff.
I watch one or two, and the caption while this lady was running was, "Why do I taste blood when I run?" And then I had a doctor explain it. I've never tasted blood, but that sounds fucking scary.
It doesn't. It's not like full on blood tasting. It's like your gums. Have your gums ever bled before?
Probably.
Like when your gums are bleeding and you're like, is there blood in my mouth? But you don't, it's not like a mouth full of blood.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is when you're running.
Got it.
Yeah.
He explained what it was. Do you know what it was? Or like what causes it?
Yeah, it's your lungs expanding.
Yeah, but like there's like blood pockets, like really small, and they're expanding.
The bronchioles?
And popping. Maybe. He didn't say that part.
So probably your bronchioles popping.
Yeah, and then as you exhale, you're kind of just getting that taste.
That's super interesting. It hasn't happened to me since like cross country days, and I hope it doesn't because it takes a lot for that to happen.
Yeah, I don't.
Not something to strive for.
I don't strive at anything that hard. So
nothing ever.
No. That was a fun little tangent.
Where did we start?
I don't know.
I feel like the last thing we talked about was mead.
Yeah. And honestly, I don't even know how we got to sneakers. We were talking about something else, and I kind of steered us another way to sneakers.
Sneakers.
But, you know, this plays into one of my topics that I wanted to spin at you.
Does it have anything to do with sneakers?
Feet.
Okay.
How do you feel about being barefoot at other people's homes?
I don't like it.
I hate it. I hate it so much. I feel so, like, intrusive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of feel gross too.
Yeah.
Like if it's summer and there's a pool at their house or their lake house or something.
Yep.
Fine.
It basically, if the intentions are that I'm going to be mostly naked at your place, I'm okay with being barefoot. But other than that, I hate it. I hate it so much.
Can you imagine?
I'm currently barefoot in your home. I just hope, just so you know.
Imagine slapping some boots on in the winter without socks, and you're going to your friend's house, and you get to your friend's house, and your feet are all sweaty, and you take them out of your boots, and you walk around their house barefoot.
Like, I feel rude. Like, my feet are clean. I just got out of the shower, but I feel rude showing my feet and letting it touch your floor.
I don't know if it's a rude thing. I don't think it's rude to be barefoot. It's just kind of weird.
Yeah.
I prefer having socks on if I'm not in my own home.
Me too.
And then if it's like a dirty house, then I'll just wear my shoes.
I was helping Carter move, you know, back when he was moving, and I took my shoes off because we had just got done golfing beforehand, and I was like, oh, I have to put my socks on. And Robo goes, why the fuck do you have to put socks on? I'm like, it's just a thing.
It's not my house. Of course I'm going to put socks
on. And he
on.
Goes, sounds like a you problem. Like, I mean, yeah, it is, but like, do you not? Like,
Was he wearing socks when he said that?
He was.
Tell him, why don't you take your socks off there, Robo? Show me those big old feet.
Since then, I thought it was just a me thing, but I'm glad to hear that it's not.
I don't think it's a universal thing, but I'm on the same page.
Yeah. Which, hey, I feel comfortable in your home. I'm barefoot.
I'm glad you feel comfortable. You have your own lock code to get in the door, so you should feel comfortable.
Yeah.
Fantasy football, you want to talk about it? You got one team, right?
Yeah, I got a team.
How's it doing?
I don't want to talk about it.
What's the team's name?
My team is Gronkwater.
Wait, why'd you name it that?
Because my team is dog shit.
Fucking bad.
I'm glad you like that team better than that name better than
I
my
like
last
it
one.
A lot. It's so much more accurate than the last one. Oh my god. I didn't even realize when you were drafting that it's not that it's that bad of a team because you've got good players on it. It's just eight team league. And it's
my team is a very mediocre team and I'm not managing them well. And then everybody else just fucking doing well.
Everyone just has stellar teams.
Yeah.
Gronkwater.
I didn't know if anybody would get the reference.
I got it.
Okay, good.
Okay, I just had to bring it up. You can move on.
Thanks.
No problem.
Speaking of fantasy, kind of want to spin this at you. Would you be interested in putting like $25 in, getting like a couple of our friends, putting $25 in and going in on a FanDuel thing and like potentially pulling out a grand or something if we win?
What sort of FanDuel thing? It's like what Roble's doing, the pool that he has going on. Everyone picks the winners of every game and whoever gets the most right gets the pot.
It's kind of like that, except for if you took what Roble's doing and then like our fantasy draft or our fantasy league.
And mix them together.
Yeah.
So it's a weekly thing?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd do $25 a week.
Yeah,
but
you know, we just dip our toe in and see what it's like. Tim put $600 in and took $6,000 out on Monday night's game. So whenever that is for these people.
Still Monday.
True.
Did you hear about the guy, speaking of large bets and payouts?
Okay, so you're not in. Got it. That's all I need to know.
I just don't understand it fully. Write it down. Write all the rules and show me what's going to happen, and I'll consider it. All
right.
There was a guy that did a 16-team parlay, so he chose the winner of every single game.
Yep.
And if he chose the winner of the Packers versus Lions Monday night game correctly, his payout on a $25 bet would have been over $700,000.
Okay.
And he chose the Lions to win.
Well, he was an idiot.
Yeah. Well, he got 15 out of 16 right.
He could have won as $737,000. Just a lot of money.
Off a $25 bet.
Yep. And he chose the Lions.
What an asshat.
Although, I mean, to be fair.
To be fair.
I owe myself a punch. The Packers didn't look good last week.
You mean yesterday?
2 weeks ago.
Two weeks ago they were horrible.
Yeah. I mean, they only got a field goal.
But then again, the Lions are always horrible.
Yeah.
I think the Lions are in their 92nd year of being in the NFL, and they have never, ever won a Super Bowl.
Couldn't be me. I mean, we're at 100, I think.
The Vikings?
No, 50, 55.
It's been since 62, I think. The Vikings have been incorporated since 62.
I just remember, I don't know how many years ago it was, that they were celebrating their 50th year. So...
9 years ago.
So 59 years. And we haven't won a Super Bowl.
You know, it's kind of fun. Fun for me, not for you.
Oh.
Well, yeah, also winning Super Bowls would be fun for both of us. But the fun for me part is the Patriots are pretty much the same age as the Vikings, and they've won a bunch of times.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Cool. Tom Brady, basically as old as the Vikings, won far more.
Younger than the Vikings. Yeah. Won more Super Bowls than the Vikings. Yeah.
Good for that guy.
He's going to play till he's 50. Did you hear him say that?
No.
He was doing an interview, and I think it was Gronk interviewing him. He goes, "So you think you can play until you're 50? He goes, "I could do that." He's going to play till he's 50.
Unfortunately, I think he can do that.
Fortunately, he can do that. I mean, I'm going to say fortunately until like 47. When he's 47 and he gets sacked, that's going to hurt.
Yeah. And by like a 21-year-old, you know, just lighting him up.
Literally more than twice the guy's age.
Yeah. Mm. But you know what? Good for him.
It'll be fun to watch him break these records.
I'm annoyed by him, but you know what? I'm rooting for him at the same time. At least I'm just glad he's not on the Patriots anymore. Does that...
You're just glad that the Patriots aren't going to keep winning anymore?
Yeah, I don't need that stat line anymore. I'm far happier seeing a Tom Brady stat line than I am a Patriots stat line at this point.
Well, Mac Jones is going to be the rookie of the year, and the Patriots are still going to make the playoffs. So there's that.
I don't even know who Mac Jones is.
He's their quarterback.
That's how much the Patriots have been out of the limelight since Tom moved. And I am very okay with it.
I never even noticed that. They've always been out of the light.
Oh, like, bullshit.
Yeah. No, they're always... No, everybody hates the Patriots, so they never get any coverage.
No, everybody hates the Patriots, and they get all the coverage because they're always winning.
No, it's like when the Yankees are good. They still don't get coverage because everyone hates the Yankees.
The Patriots always got coverage. Everybody's talking about how the Patriots are going to, like, who's going to just play against the Patriots this year in the Super Bowl? Everybody always said that shit.
What was it, 2017 when they came back from 28-3 in the Super Bowl? It was something like that.
I don't know,
Jeffrey. I swear, SportsCenter the next day, it was like, basketball, LeBron, LeBron. Oh, the Patriots won the Super Bowl, LeBron, basketball. And I was like, what the fuck is this?
That's because LeBron is the Patriots of basketball.
LeBron is the Patriots of basketball. How about LeBron is the Tom Brady, and whatever team he's on is the Patriots?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Nah, basketball is such a solo dolo kind of a, you know. So
basketball is so dumb.
I agree. So like a singular player, I think, is more of a team than a in relation to football.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very much so. Which is why it's dumb.
I agree. Baseball, I feel like, is kind of getting to that point a little bit.
Where a single player makes a team?
Not makes a team, but like a single player outshines a team.
I think Major League Baseball is trying to make a select few the faces of the league, which is kind of annoying because I don't like any of them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I like a couple of them, but I wouldn't say they really outshine the teams.
Well, let me put it this way. I don't know anything about baseball or what's going on with it. I know who Mike Trout is. I know he's a hell of a dinger.
He's a hell of a dinger. He's not in MVP talks this year. He's not been on like covers of stuff this year because a new guy came over to the same team, Shohei Ohtani, and he's been just obliterating the league. He's one of the best hitters and one of the best pitchers at the same time.
A real guardian to the MLB.
MLB Galaxy, is that what you're going for? Galaxy?
No, the new Cleveland Indians are going to be the Guardians.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was going for.
No, he's an angel.
Ah. Okay.
You got anything else?
I mean, I have a lot. We didn't cover anything I wanted to talk about, but that was a 45-minute episode, so... Oh, I just want to say, I have two apologies, and I'm, you know, they're at the end of the episode. Get the fuck over it. one of them is to you.
Oh, really?
I'm sorry. I lied to you. Our 100th episode wasn't the LLC episode. It was the episode we had with Key. I did the math wrong on air.
That is equally as special to me.
Okay.
I'm very happy that Key could be on a 100th episode.
All right. So I'm sorry that I lied. I'm glad that you're happy with what the episode ended up being.
Apology accepted. We'll have to let the Keister know.
Cool. Another one. I don't think you'll like it as much as Keister, but I could also call him Key Anthony.
Key Anthony?
Yeah.
It's like Mark Anthony, Key Anthony.
Oh, I just think of it like Anthony, but with Key in there. Key
Anthony?
Like
Key Anthony.
Like Andy is short for Anthony.
Yeah.
And I only ever call him Key.
And like, Key is short for Key Anthony.
What could Key be short for other than Kiana? Key Anthony.
Key Andre.
Like I call myself when people get my name mixed up all like with Zach all the time. So I'm like, my name is short for Jackariah. So
Jackariah?
Yeah. So it's just like, you know, Key is short for Key Anthony.
Okay.
My second apology, and let me see if I can find it again because I just lost it. Fuck, I don't remember. Oh, yeah. So I got a lot of I got a fair amount of messages about my great idea. My QR code scanning. Yeah. It's in full effect already.
Oh, it's a thing?
Yeah.
God darn.
Yeah. And people were not happy with the beeping out. I took your advice and beeped out like QR scanning, QR code, anything that like hinted at it. People didn't get that. I was like, if I was so nervous about sharing this idea, I would have just pulled the entire bit. And so like, I thought it was kind of like silly to like let people kind of know what I'm talking about. So people didn't like it. And I'm sorry for even wasting their time with this apparently full effect thing that I also... You can't patent ideas. I got it, guys. Leave me the fuck alone. I'm sorry I brought it up.
Get the fuck over it. It was an idea, okay?
Yeah. And because of that bullshit, I'm getting so many ads about how to patent your invention and shit. It's so fucking annoying. Every other YouTube ad is for that stupid like wheel chiseling caveman invention thing.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. Patent your idea.
Yeah, it's, oh my God. I am sorry, universe, for speaking.
You let the universe know.
Yeah.
You told them what you wanted, and they're responding.
Yeah, they weren't happy about it.
You know, if you use the same browser that I use, Brave browser, you don't have to watch YouTube commercials, ever.
What?
Yeah. I'm telling you, it's a dope browser. Just use Brave browser. Brave, Brave browser.
/JustBuds.
Yeah, we don't have a promo. But just use it. You don't get YouTube commercials.
But imagine getting an ad for a company that gets rid of ads.
There's no ads. There's no trackers. There's no commercials. There's nothing.
That'd be neat.
It's a thing.
Yeah, but it'd be neat. You
it
know,
is neat.
In this fake world where that exists. That'd be neat. You want to sign us off while I'll take a sip here?
Yeah, sure. Tanner, thanks for subscribing. We always appreciate it. Make sure to follow us on Twitter at @Jack_and_Jeff. We won't post anything, but we like the stats.
Yep.
Do you expect me to remember more? There's Facebook. We are Just Buds Official with a period.
I try to post from time to time on Twitter.
Twitter?
Yeah, I posted a graphic design I did for Tim the Tatman when he switched over to YouTube. Got no traction, got no love for it, so fuck you guys. And then I posted this shows how much we post. A couple of months ago, I posted a real Jack thought. Here, let me try to find it here real quick. I'm sorry. I know we're trying to get out of here, but it was a good thought, and I just want to give a shout out to your mom and dad, all right? Okay. Cuz they're the only people that liked it. I think you'll like it too.
I am part of the same family.
Yeah. Let's see here. I retweet quite a bit. Here we go. Modern day philosophy. If I talk to myself with no one around to hear, am I really crazy? That's a good tweet.
I like that.
Yeah, that's a good tweet.
That's like a Drew Heyer back in the day tweet. Yeah. That's a really good one.
Yeah.
Give us some love on iTunes. Give us a 5-star rating. Review us.
Yep.
Listen to us.
Click that follow/subscribe button.
Whatever
iTunes has.
Spotify, too.
Yep, follow us on Spotify. It's much appreciated.
Mm. iHeartRadio, never been on the website, but we're there.
Yeah, I don't know how to do it there, but click that button. I'm sure it's around.
Anywhere else you get your podcasts, we're pretty much there.
Yep, I'm sure they all have buttons, too.
If you feel so inclined, we do accept donations on our homepage, anchor.fm/just-buds-podcast.
Yep, and if you don't want to type that all out, click the read more in the description. It is at the bottom of every link, or the bottom of every description is the link.
Yeah, if you follow the link to the description, there'll be another link that you can click. It's pretty easy.
Yeah. If you have any business inquiries.
Oh, damn it. I forgot we had an email address.
Or if you wanted to comment, you know, chime in, let us know at just4buds@gmail.com.
That's the number 4.
It's much appreciated. Thank you, Mr. Elmar, for always giving us nice, good old scrumptious food.
Treating us like kings at Elmar's New York Pizza in Plymouth, Minnesota.
Did you already do Facebook while I was looking through Twitter?
Yep.
Awesome. Then I think we are all set. And remember, guys, everything is simpler with a bud.
This is Jack and Jeff
signing off.
Hey, suits, fuck off.